It's Monday, the 15th of December, 8 a.m. And southeastern skies are brighter than the rest of the sky. But I can see it. But I thought it was clear skies, but I can see a short band of unusually shaped clouds. Kind of trapezoidal. And I didn't think there was any breeze at all this morning as I looked out several times, but then I've got out here with the binaurals on. The breeze has sprung up. Just means that the calmness of the morning, which was there, is changing already. I'm not sure if the skies above are blue or grey. It's hard to tell at this point. And there's a half moon over and up to the west. I can never remember what's the first half or second half. All I know that the bright side is facing the sun, which is coming up south, southeast, south. That helps anyone tell me. I should remember this, but well. Everything's silhouetted again this morning. So I had a great sleep last night. Really good again. I'm so thankful. Still having some issues with this ear, and I've been rubbing cream in to soften the tissue, but still getting pain in it, but I just have to tolerate, live with. It's only at night lying on the pillow that bothers it. Then the rest of the day there's no issues whatsoever, so I'll live with it. I'll sleep with it. Piping hot tea, which I can only sip slowly, otherwise I'll burn my tongue. My wife makes tea. She's a unique scientist, you know. She can take tea above boiling point, you know, into latent heat. And she can do the same with food and soups. They've got to be, for her anyway, they've got to be boiling for her to enjoy them. It's a nice morning, it's the same. Nice in the way of backlighting everything, and dare I say, fairly calm. Ah! Jackdaws go overhead again. I really must get over to that big, massive mass roost, if they're still roosting there at the back of Morrison's store over in the town. Try and capture the sounds. I've got them somewhere on record, if you like. But I'd just love to go over and do the experience again, and just as just as a torrent to face the south, I catch the silhouette of what I'm assuming is Mrs. Well, she's not Mrs. Blackbird, so Ms. Blackbird. And now she's coming down from the fence for the porridge. Even my wife has noticed that she's dominant in the garden at this time. I wonder who will be her suitor in the spring. Ah, now we've got it. Now we've got pink skies in the south. It's amazing, really, how quickly they appear. And it's amazing how quickly they disappear as well, but this time of the year, if its conditions are right, it's almost blood red at times. So I'm feeling good on this Monday, start for another good week for many. I've got a couple of wee jobs outside to do. Put Christmas lights on a tree. Not a Christmas tree, a tree. There's an old lady. She's not an old lady, she's an old. How do you ever put that properly? You know, you've known this person who's not already much older than you, and you've known them for years, so how do you phrase that? I don't want to say an old lady friend, insinuating in English grammar that she's old. And she's not with her friends, she's just someone I got to know when I was trading and constantly gets me out to do these things. Well, I say constantly, but at least two or three times a year for wee minor things. I never seem to be able to phrase it properly. It doesn't sound like it's an old woman or that she's a friend, although she is an associate friend, does that make sense? And I just rambling, probably. So she likes Christmas lights on her young tree. I think it's a young birch tree in her front garden, outside her front window. And she wants me to go out and put another set on this year. It depends on the weather. At the moment, I could do it. Who knows, come 10 o'clock, what would it be like? And I've another one up a 30-foot ladder, which I haven't been able to do for 2 weeks now because of the severe winter conditions. Not Christmas lights, no. I'm actually getting to the stage now, and so near Christmas, that I don't want to be. Pardon me, I have to pinch my nose, otherwise I'm going to sneeze on you. Why do we even tell people that? I'm just about to cough, I'm going to sneeze. Decency, is it decency? At this time of the year, you know, really Christmas is a week on Thursday, and this is the time when I remember when I was trading that I thought I wanted to stop now and totally wind down at a rapid rate to now Christmas. And I've still got that in my blood, even though the jobs I get called and get paid for are few and far between. I just want them to stop and let me just relax. Because my nature is that if someone asks me to do things, I'll do it, paid or unpaid. But sometimes I don't feel like doing it. I don't want to do it, in fact. And at this time, I just want to say, heck no, switch the phone off, switch the answering machine off, and put a wee recording on saying, please could you contact in the new year? I'm not being selfish, I just like to have a quiet couple of weeks this thing. And then kick off again in the new year, not just with that, but with life in general. The new year spirit of adventure, planning. Those colours, I'm afraid, dissipated very quickly into just pinky magnolia. It's a new colour. I'll contact Dulux and let them know I want to register it. I think the skies are clear, since I can see that. You know that half moon's already risen. I know it. It's risen quite a bit into the sky already. Quite believe if I stood here and fixed my eyes on that particular branch in the tree, I could watch the moon move. But it's too cold to do that. It's dry, but it is cold. Mrs. Blackbird doesn't seem to be concerned with me at all now. She's only about 5 feet from me and quite happily eating her porridge. Not phased a bit. Because we're always assuming she makes it through the winter without hazard. But since she's here, I've got a friendly garden, and gets fed well, she should be okay. I think the weather's going to change now they've come to the back door, at the breezy corner, as I call it. I can see a large bank of cloud. It's obviously coming with that westerly wind. So there's definitely a change of coming. But what? Will it ruin the day like yesterday did?